Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it, but I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Hello, everyone. I am Scott Edwards of Fightful, and today I am with the one and only Hayan. Hayan, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is, you know, hours before the New Japan press conference, the day before your huge match with Julia. So I think I have a lot less pressure than maybe you might. We talked a little before this, and I know you're obviously excited. So what is your feelings? Just, you know, as we sit here one day away,
it almost feels too good to be true. Mm-hmm. Because like New Japan is like what I consider like the best wrestling in the world. Oh, yeah. Like what I consider, like that's the kind of wrestling that I enjoy watching. Mm-hmm. And I used to always tell my friends like, oh yeah, if I was a guy, I would just try to get signed to New Japan. Like, oh, if I was like everyone's like, you know how people ask you like, oh, do you want to go to AEW and WWE? And I was always like, if I was a guy, I'd go to New. That was always my answer. And so for me to be able to do this now, like, this is incredible for me.
Yeah, I agree with you, first and foremost. I covered Joshi and Japanese wrestling for Fightful. So as you could tell, I am totally in agreement on that. And I was going to ask this later, but I'll ask this now. You got to train, of course, at the LA Dojo earlier this year. What was that experience like? Because, you know, you're telling me that, oh, if I was a guy, I'd wrestle in New Japan. Well, you know, you kind of did. You got to training at one of the best dojos in the world.
Yeah, like, so I saw that Kushida was running a seminar at the LA Dojo, and it just so happened that I had a show in LA that weekend too. So I was like, perfect. I'm going to change my flight. I'm going to like get there a little bit earlier and do it. So I get there and it was super cool, but I was a little bit bummed out. So I was in the PM session because I got there earlier that day. And I get there and the AM session had Mercedes Moné. And I was like, oh, and I was like, is she still here? Is she there? And they're like, no, she left. I was so bummed. I was like, oh my God, I was this close. But the seminar was a lot of fun because she is like very knowledgeable. It was funny because he was like, are you a luchador? Like, do you train in Mexico? And I was like, no. He's like, you have really good roles. I was like, thank you.
You know, Kushida to me is such an interesting person to learn from. Obviously, he has the New Japan training. He's been to WWE. So he's kind of seen it all in many ways. So I'm sure, and I like the lucha nod that he gave you. That's pretty cool. So congrats on the good roles. And you know, Mercedes Moné, you know, that's a match I think, you know, who knows down the line with how she's working, right? I don't know. You know, she's injured right now, but hopefully that's something that could happen for you down the line as well. I'm sure that would be a great match.
Manifesting it.
Exactly. That's the only way we can get it to happen. Mercedes Moné even wrestling outside of WWE after all these years, I feel like is a manifested type thing in many ways, and she's absolutely killing it. But speaking of killing it, you have been wrestling internationally a lot this year. You were WXW, Rev Pro. How has your experience been over there? And just, you know, is that something that was like a bucket list type thing? You've been doing Rev Pro for a few years now, especially, but you know, jumping into Germany, and how has that experience been?
It's been incredible. So I was actually talking to WXW like back in 2019 before the pandemic happened. So I was planning on going there, but pandemic happened and, you know, all life happened. So that got pushed back. And with Rev Pro, like they're just like my family over there. Like they're my best friends. Awesome. I love going there. Andy Quilden is an amazing guy. He knows what he's doing. And he like hit me up one day. He's like, hey, do you want to come back to England like for like this anniversary show? Like, you know, he had some plans that fell through, but we still made it work. And so we went over there, and like it was my third time being over there. I was over there for like 3 months, and it was so much fun. Like, we did a York Hall show, we did, you know, the Copper Box. We went to Wembley afterwards, and there's a lot of talented men and women in the UK, and their scene, I feel like, is starting to rev up again. I'm excited to just be a part of it. And Germany was incredible too. Like, it's so cool seeing like how different countries wrestle, or what's their take on wrestling. And I was over there for a month too, and just an incredible experience. Like, the staff, like, so professional. Like, it was such a good time.
Did you pick up anything from working in Germany that maybe you didn't have in your repertoire beforehand?
I would say slightly. So I would say that the way they wrestle in WXW Germany, I feel like they really accentuate like traditional heel and babyface roles that with American wrestling, and even in the UK, like, it can be a little bit blended where, you know, you can have a heel do something flashy and we just accept it, right? We're just like, okay, that's fine. And over there, they're more like, you know, heels should be heels. Heels are bad guys. Don't outshine your babyface type of thing. So it's really cool to kind of go back to almost that like foundational, traditional like wrestling piece, which I appreciated. Mm-hmm. And they have really good coaches there that will literally watch they'll watch the whole show and give you critiques afterwards. And that's awesome. I always appreciate that.
And I'm guessing it's something you'd like to continue to do. You know, we're closing out 2023 now, but I feel like after, you know, your tournament run there, get into the finals, some unfinished business, I'm thinking in WXW.
I think so too. I spoke to them afterwards on the last show, and they were like, please come back. And I was like, I would love to.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I need to be home for a little bit first. I haven't been home in like 4 months.
Yeah. So I was about to, you know, bring that up because your last match in RevPro was the 11th anniversary show, correct? Against Alex Windsor and Mickey James for the British title. What was that experience like? You know, 4,000 in the Copper Box, biggest RevPro show maybe ever. Like, what was that experience like? And being in such a big match, right? You have, obviously, Alex Windsor's great and the champion, but, you know, Mickey James.
Yeah, I was marking out for Mickey because I even told her after the match, and I was like, I'm so happy I got to wrestle you. I was like, you know, I see Trish and Lita as like Rock and Stone Cold, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was like, I see Mickey James as like Ric Flair, you know? Mm. Like, so to me, it was like such an honor to be in the ring with her and just trying. Like when I walk into these kind of like big match situations,
yeah,
you know, I do get that nerves, but I always try to like tell myself like, dude, like soak it in, like try to, when you're just go, 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 you don't really get to like really make that memory because you're just focused on what's in front of you. And I just try to tell myself and give myself a second and be like, yo, have fun. Like this is, you might not get to do this again. So just like soak it up. And when I do that, the nerves melt away, and it was such a great experience.
Were you able to soak in the hardcore country chants that never ended during that match?
Unfortunately, I was able. They live in my nightmares.
They live in mine too, but I wasn't in the match.
The monotone, nonstop hardcore country chants were a thing to remember.
I remember it being stuck in my head for the next day. I'd just be like, catch myself like saying
hardcore
country. I'm like, oh, what's happening? I think
you're,
I said
not
that
the
to
first
someone.
Person to say that though. Multiple people told me like, oh, I watched your match. I have hardcore country stuck in my head.
I said it to someone, I think that, you know, that had no idea what I was talking about. They're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I told them exactly. I was like, oh, well, there's this crowd that wouldn't stop chanting it. And yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Of hardcore country.
Oh, it was incredible. But I'm happy you got obviously that opportunity. You have a big opportunity coming up tomorrow, of course, and that's, you know, the big talking point. I'm not gonna you know, beat around the bush anymore. We're gonna get right into it here. You are facing Julia one-on-one for the Strong Women's Championship at Fighting Spirit Unleashed in Las Vegas. How did the opportunity come about? We'll get to the nerves and the excitement of it, but how did the opportunity for this match come up?
So I was in England, and as some people may know, RevPro has like a very good relationship with New Japan.
Yep.
A lot of the guys there work for RevPro and New Japan. And it was like the maybe like one or two nights before the Copper Box show.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Q texts me, he sends me a screenshot, and it was like a message of like Rocky asking him like, so tell me about Hyon. And I was like, oh my God. And so Andy was like, I would expect to get a message from Rocky soon. And I was like, oh, Andy, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And he was like, you don't even know what I told him. He's like, I could have buried you. I was like, but I'm pretty sure you did it. So thank you very much. And afterwards, he told me, he was like, I put you over so hard. I said all these great things about you. I was like, cool, Andy, you should say them to my face. Don't tell me. Why don't you put me over to me? But it was actually the day of the Copper Box. I was getting ready to get into London. And I get a message from Rocky, and he's like, hey, are you available this day? And I was like, yes, I am.
I can be.
I will be available for that day. Yes, sir.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And before we get into like Julia herself, like, you know, you're talking about working New Japan, and that's something you just so badly wanted to do. When you said yes, and, you know, again, now that we're getting to this moment, is it like a pinch me type thing, or will you not realize it until you walk out there for the match?
I feel like I probably won't realize it. Well, actually, I'm lying. I've been fully aware of what's going on for, like, since I found out about this show. This has been, like, it's so cliche to say, especially in wrestling, but it's really been, like, a dream of mine to be at New Japan. Like, like, this shirt, I got it at the New Japan show, like, New Japan shop in Tokyo. Like, this, that's like, official. This is what I wanted for, yeah, it's super fish. This is what I wanted for a really, really long time. And surprisingly enough, like, the wrestling part is the easiest part to me. Mm. Getting here was the hard part. So the wrestling part, when we're in the ring, I feel like that's where I'm going to be at peace, and I can really show the world what I can do.
I think that's what we're all so excited to see. So let's get into the Julia aspect here. Obviously, Julia Strong, women's champion, number two in the PWI, women's 250. One of the most popular wrestlers internationally, especially in Japan. Her list of challengers are as follows. Willow Nightingale, she defeated Willow Nightingale for the title. You, Deonna Purrazzo, Giselle Shaw, Momo Kogo, Risa Sarah, Ami Sarai. Some of the top contenders over in Japan. And now we're adding Hayan to that list. Is Julia someone that you've studied at all? Someone that you've watched her matches, at least seen her clips? I feel like her clips are always online, of course. And, like, how do you attack someone like a Julia? Like, how do you go into this match and prepare for someone like her?
Well, I've definitely been studying Julia. There is not a single move of hers that I do not know. So I'm very prepared for this upcoming match, and she is one of the best, so I can't take that away from her. But what I think that, especially like with the Japanese women, they're used to working a lot of women similar stature, and they tend to be a little bit smaller. I don't think she's prepared for the power and what I bring to the ring. Like I said, I've been studying her. I hope she's been studying me, because everything that she brings to me, I will have an answer for.
That's great to hear, because I think that's the excitement of the match. Obviously, first time ever. It's Julia's first one-on-one match in America. This is, in many ways, you know, you're the hometown player here. Obviously, it's in Las Vegas, but, you know, she's the one coming here. So if there's anything you'd like to, and of course you have the press conference coming up, but is there anything you'd like for people to know that maybe are Julia fans watching this, or, you know, trying to learn who Hayan is? What would you tell them? What should we expect? Obviously, you talk about the power, you talk about that you've studied her. You know every single move she's ready to bring at you. What should people know about you as we get into this?
That I am the Renaissance woman. And that means I am well versed in all forms of wrestling. And it's not just a moniker. I've been to Japan. I've wrestled under Chigusa Nagayo, who's one of the very best to ever do it. Been to England. Yes. You know, I've gotten the chance to sit like front row and watch a Will Ospreay match and have him critique my matches before, you know, like I've had the opportunity to learn from the very best of the best. And everywhere I go, I pick something up and I'm able to adapt to every single one of my opponents. I bring an intensity that I think everyone is going to be very excited to see. And it's going to be a hard hitting match.
I got the full on promo I was hoping for. I watched your video that aired when you laid down the challenge to Julia. What was that like? You know, just like, what, it was such a cool video. You know, you told,
and Dan Miller,
my favorite part is you told her luck is out.
Yeah.
So just putting that together, what was that experience like?
It was super cool. So down in Texas, we have this guy, Dan Miller. He works with a lot of promotions in Houston, more so with like New Texas. And he's like a huge, he's actually a huge Julia fan. So I messaged him and I went, hey man, like I'm going to put together this like promo. Like, can you help me out with it? Like, I'm giving you like essentially like creative control, but this is kind of the idea that I have.
Yeah.
And he like took it and ran with it. He is so creative. He's so good. We went to this like private poker club in Houston to like film this. And we went to, he has like a sound studio in his house. We went and recorded all of that. And he put it together like literally like within a week. He absolutely killed it. And when I told him, I was like, yeah, it's going to be in Vegas. He was like, let's play on the Vegas. Let's do something with Vegas. I was like, okay, dude. And, you know, he sent me like a few preview clips before, you know, we sent it off and before I saw the full product. And I was like, this is so cool, man. I was like, we're good. Afterwards, he was like, you're getting signed, baby.
See, I think like, thanks. It was so good. It was so well done. So, of course, shout out to him for helping put that together. And, you know, what was the reaction like on your end of things? You know, when that finally was aired, I don't remember the show. I wish I remembered the show. And, like, the reaction, the match was official. Like, what was that like for you? Just getting all that reaction from whether it's Stardom fans, New Japan fans, fans of yours, like was it a lot? Was it crazy?
Yeah. So I was in Germany. So I was like on a totally different like time zone. Yeah. So I remember I literally like, I woke up, you know, my alarm goes off. I wake up, I check my phone. I'm on Twitter. I went, oh crap, it's already out. And then just seeing the response, was really incredible because I've been doing this for a while and like I really represent Texas really hard, me and Brian Keith do, because there's so many talented people in our state, but it's really hard to get noticed. I always told myself, you know, if I was living in the Northeast, maybe my career would look a little bit different. Yeah, my career would look a little bit different. So for someone like from Texas, where we're in our own little island of indie wrestling, it was really nice to see the reaction. And I was just like, this is perfect. Like everything's finally coming together. The wrestling's been, it's always been.
Mother's Day is almost here and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried and true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There for me and getting able to show that, like I said, the wrestling is the easy part for me. Like getting here was the hard part. The wrestling is the easy. So now it's the easy part of showing what I can do.
Yeah. You bring up that Texas scene, right? Talking Brian Keith, and there's been countless amazing women's wrestlers to come out of Texas like yourself. How has that affected your career? Because you've come up with some of you know, the very best women that are still on the independent scene. Some have been signed, obviously. Like, I think anyone that dives into the Texas scene overall comes out of it like, wow, there's just so many prospects there. But you're right. Yeah. If it was in the Northeast, maybe it would be like more on the radar of a lot of people. But yeah, for you and, you know, someone that brings that with you pretty much everywhere you go, how has that affected you? What does it mean to you? And now that you get to represent at such a big show in such a big match.
It means a lot to me because I remember when people were starting to notice BK and people were like, oh my God, like Brian Keith, he's so good. And all of us down here were like, guys, he's been this good. he's been this way. I've known Brian Keith since like my first day of wrestling training, my guys. Like I've seen how good he is for so long. And it was just like, no one's ever shined a light on our group, our little ragtag group in Texas. Like we're out here. There's some insanely talented people here, but just because they haven't gotten that spotlight, and it's hard to get out there. Literally, you can drive, you know, 6 hours in any direction, you'll still be in Texas, you know? So it is hard to get noticed, but when people do get noticed, people are always like, whoa, wow.
Yeah,
because we have some insane talent down here. We have a bunch of people that work really hard. We have some good training schools here. And it's unfortunate that not everyone in the independent wrestling scene is fully aware of what we're doing. But like companies like New Texas have done an incredible job of bringing eyes and showcasing everyone. Like, I'm sure me and BK wouldn't be in the positions we're in now if it wasn't for New Texas.
Yeah, I mean, New Texas, I know you've done a lot of work there, and obviously you were trained in Reality of Wrestling. And I think what's so interesting is, like, at least from everyone that I've talked to, women's wrestling kind of lives in Texas, I think, on the
scene.
And I think you're obviously a big part of that. You were one of the earlier trainees of Reality Wrestling, and you've been going and going and going like we've been talking about this whole time. What does it mean to you to kind of push the women's wrestling aspect of Texas? Because, you know, like yourself, there's Roxanne Perez, of course, and I know Gigi Ray. It had made some waves recently. I think she might be going over to Japan soon. Promise Braxton, like, there's a lot of exciting talent. And what does it mean to you to be part of that? Like, hey, again, pay attention to us. But, you know, women's wrestling obviously is a hot topic nowadays, as it should be. So again, like, further pushing the Texas scene, further pushing women's wrestling, further showing we should all be seen. What does that mean to you?
It's awesome. And it does mean a lot to me. And I think that the reason why the women that we have in Texas are so good is because, one, our trainers do a very good job of treating us like equals when we're in training. There's no one goes easy on us because we're girls, right? Mm-hmm. And even if they do, the guys will get yelled at. And I think it's so funny. We'll be in the ring and sometimes you'll see a guy like, not really wanting to hit the girl. And then he'll literally get yelled at like, no, hit her hard. Hit her how you would, you know? And because we have like that equality in how we train the girls, I think that's why they come out so strong. And there's kind of like this culture, I feel like, there's a lot of camaraderie between the girls. Mm-hmm. Like Roxanne's one of my best friends, you know, AQA when she was on the scene, we have our little group called Girls House that we all literally like push each other. And because we are all friends, we all have like a comfortability where we can tell each other, hey, you fucked up here in this match. Hey, what were you doing here? Hey, let's do this. Like, no, that's not really a good idea. We can kind of be direct with each other and not hurt each other's feelings and always know that it comes from a place of like, I want you to be better, not from a, not a personal attack. And because we have that friendship, we can have that like, those hard conversations that maybe, like, if you're wrestling somebody for the first time, maybe you wouldn't tell them, hey, that was, you know, not good. but we can have those conversations. And again, because we're all friends, I can't tell you how many times we've hosted film study at my house where there's literally 20 trainees and we have a playlist of matches and we're all going to go in and talk about why it's good. What did we learn from it? Or sometimes we'll put in a match. Like we had, a match and it was a comedy squash match and it was Will Ospreay versus Mad Kurt at Ref Pro. And I put it on the playlist and I said, hey guys, this is a match that's pretty comedic. It's also a squash match, but it's also a main event match. So let's watch this match and see what we can take from it, why it was good and why we like it. And, you know, all those things. So afterwards, we'll watch the match. Everyone takes their little notes and everyone goes around and tells each other, like, this is what I like. This is what I learned, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like that's why the scene is so deep. Mm-hmm. And so many amazing girls have come out and found success in wrestling. And I'm so happy for them. Like, it's awesome.
I think that's so awesome to hear, you know, the friendships and the willingness to get better with each other. If there was any reason for me to point at, you know, it being such a talented group, that might be the biggest reason. Obviously, I didn't know that before we talked, but now that I do, it makes sense. You know, you're all working out there to get better together. And I think that's just so cool to hear. Speaking of being really good, though, number 45 on the PWI Women's 250. What, when you saw your name on there and at number 45, what was that like for you?
I was excited. I was really happy. Like, I never go into it. Like, when I see the PWI, like, I know it's coming up. I never go into it being like, oh, I hope I'm this number or, you know, I deserve to be here. You know, it's always just like, it's always like a pleasant surprise. Yeah. And it's always just nice to be recognized. Like, oh, wow, I guess I did have a really good year. Or like, you know, I'm glad people are paying attention. That's awesome too. And to see, you know, who else is on the list. And it's an honor. It's always an honor. And it's always fun too, because I get to buy the magazine, give it to my mom. See, look, mom, this is what I'm doing.
That might be the best part. Yeah. Out of 250, I mean, 45 is really high. And now you just keep going higher and higher. Maybe that could be part of your trash talk for Julia. Like, I'm coming for number two. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. But congratulations on that. It's, again, still so cool. And I like that they expanded to the 250. I think PWI is doing great work. And, again, highlighting women's wrestling that way. Only a few more questions left because I know you got to go soon. So I do want to talk a little bit about your time in Japan. Like you said, you worked with Chigusa Nagayo. You competed in Marvelous, Sendai Girls, Pro Wrestling Wave. One, do you want to go back to Japan in the future? I think I know that answer. Two, what was it like learning from Nagayo, who obviously is coming over a bit more now to the U.S.? And how did that, you know, help you improve in the ring?
Yes, like, of course, I definitely want to go back. I miss Japan. It's literally, like, out of all the countries I've visited, it's my absolute favorite.
I've heard that a lot.
It's a lot of fun. And wrestling under, you know, Naga-san, she is incredible. She's also really funny. She's really nice and really, really funny. And being in the dojo, because we did dojo training like twice a day, in the morning and in the afternoon. And seeing people's dedication is really what got me in Japan. Like, we were, when I was there, Mio at the time had she had torn her ACL. So she wasn't wrestling on any shows, but she was running training. And I would see her, like, literally in the ring doing rolls with, like, one leg. Like, doing drills on literally hopping on one leg. And I was like, where are your knee pads? Where's your knee brace? And she's like, no, I don't need it. I was like, you need it. And just seeing that like level of dedication. And I think it's so cool in places like Japan and in Mexico, where you have to have a protest in order, you have to pass it in order to be a wrestler, and seeing like the new girls train for their protest and seeing like the level of dedication that they have even while injured is incredible. And even now, like seeing the girls do what they do from a distance, like even like Mio and Takumi, and seeing them like coming to the United States and getting some notoriety is awesome. I feel like sometimes people sometimes too heavily associate Japanese women's wrestling with stardom, and they don't know that there's other companies outside of that one company. And like there's so many different, like I like you said, like Sendai Girls, that's like Meiko Satomura's company, Marvelous, like there's so many other like there's so many companies and there's so many talented women there. It was an honor to be there. And like I said, seeing them grow, like Maze and Stardom now. And I actually talked to her the other day. She messaged me. She was like, I'm going to watch your match. And I got to wrestle May when she was like still, when she was still really new. Like she was wearing like a singlet at a time. She didn't have like her like personalized gear yet. So it's cool to see her now. Like she's a high speed champion. I really would love to go back, and it's, Japanese women's wrestling and Japanese wrestling in general is, I feel, the best.
It is the best, but you know, we don't need to leave it up to debate. It is the best. I absolutely agree with you. Who were your favorite opponents there? You know, you said Takumi, you said Mio, Momono, even May, you know, even in her, you know, when she was young in the singlet. You know, you wrestled multiple promotions. Was there anyone that you, one, really enjoyed wrestling with, and two, these all these years later, would like to wrestle again?
So probably like my favorite match, just because I was like, I can't believe I'm in this match right now, was with Sendai Girls, and I was tagging with Aja Kong, and I wrestled Meiko Satomura. Yeah, just casually tagged with Aja Kong. And then wrestled Meiko Satomura and Mika at Sendai Girls. And I was just like, I can't believe this is like a match that I'm just casually in right now. that was pretty surreal for me.
Yeah. I couldn't even imagine, obviously, that setting of just like, look to you like, oh, Aja Kong's my partner. That's cool. No, that's,
yeah right? That's cool.
You just have two legends in the ring. Obviously, Mika's fantastic in her own right. So that's just so cool to hear. That makes a lot of sense of kind of like the, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Then afterwards, I have to be like, can I take a picture with you guys?
as we get close to wrapping up here, talking about Japanese wrestling and how New Japan is kind of dove into the women's wrestling side of things, right? Of course, you're challenging for the strong women's title. And, you know, it's still in its infancy. It's been about a year since the IWGP women's title was officially introduced. That'll be a year in November from a historic crossover. And then the strong women's title, of course, has we only just got it this year. You're one of the few independent wrestlers just to compete in New Japan. You know, no big deal. It's fine. Independent women's wrestlers, to be specific.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you as we head into this match against Julia?
It's like, it's so cool to me because, like, in my brain, especially now, I don't see, like, my career being like, oh, I want to get signed to this company or, like, chasing a contract. That was very much me, like, when I first started.
Yeah.
But now... Now I'm just like, I just want to add color to my life. And adding color is going and spending 3 months in England and a month in Germany and wrestling for New Japan. I was jokingly telling my friends, I was like, yo, I can retire after this. Like, what else is there to do?
Win the title. That's right, exactly. Part of it, right?
I was like, damn, they're going to keep me going.
Yeah, like winning the title, I think. But that's so great to hear. I like the idea of bring color to your life rather than, you know, chasing contract. And of course, there's people that do that, and that's great. And that's, you know, part of the business. But I love hearing your love for it. At the end of the day, I think that's the best. And the last two questions here, dream opponents. We talked a little bit about Mercedes Moné earlier. There's a slew of wrestlers in Japan we've talked about that maybe you haven't got to compete against. There is an entire PWI Women's 250 list that you could just pick from if you really wanted to. Are there any dream opponents at the top of your mind right now that you're hoping to face within the next year or two?
Yeah, there's a few, actually.
Okay, let's manifest it. We talked about earlier, right? We put it out there. Let's manifest it.
I would love to wrestle Tam Nakano.
Okay.
Incredible.
Go for the world champion. I approve.
Toni Storm. I think she's great. And obviously Mercedes. That's a given, though, right?
Yeah.
That's
everyone's
dream. But Charlotte. I am such a huge Charlotte fan. They're on Twitter, sometimes people kind of be like, oh, you know, Charlotte's gonna win the title, and you know, some people aren't happy about it. I'm like, you never bet against Charlotte, dude. Like, she's literally the best. Like, I think she's incredible, and she's probably like my top dream match.
Okay. I think that's a pretty great list. You knocked off, like, if there were like, I don't want to use the word pillars, but like, there's a pillars of women's wrestling even right now. It's like, all right, let's get Charlotte, Mercedes. You know, everyone wants to face Mercedes. Tam, Toni Storm. You know, just that. I like that a lot. Hopefully we get to see them within the next year or two, like I said. And I guess that kind of plays into my final question here. Then I'll let you make that last statement towards Julia and why everyone should be watching Fighting Spirit Unleashed. Live on Fight TV. Future goals. You said, you know, you're not chasing a contract. You're just trying to, I don't even want to call it a bucket list, but you're trying to have all these new opportunities and wrestle New Japan, go to Germany, wrestle in the UK. What are the future goals of Hayan?
I want to wrestle in as many countries as I can. Because I've found that that's something that I genuinely love to do.
Is there one like at the top right now?
I've never been to Canada or Mexico. I've never wrestled in.
Kushida thinks you have.
Yeah, he thinks I have. But those are definitely like two places I would like to wrestle in. And I want to hold a title in New Japan. I think like what is there to do after that? In my brain, I'm like, there, that's the peak. I even think to myself, like, people that wrestle on, like, if you main event WrestleMania, you know, what do you do after that? You know,
it's a good question. Like,
I'm a very goal driven person, so I'm like, what would be next after that? I don't know. But holding a title in New Japan, becoming the
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Women's champion,
like I say,
or the IWGP. Yeah. Look, I'll take either or.
Mayu Iwatani, you have been threatened. She's in Texas next month. That's a pretty fitting spot for you as well. I'm just saying.
I need to talk to Rocky and be like, look, dude, I'm only a few hours drive away.
You know what? You beat Julia tomorrow, and then you just double title match. No big deal, right? Why not? But Hayan, thank you so much for talking with me right ahead of, you know, your very, 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 very busy weekend. Any final words ahead of your match with Julia, Fighting Spirit Unleashed, wrestling in New Japan? What can the people expect from you in that match and moving forward?
We are in Vegas. We are in Vegas this weekend for New Japan Strong. Like, this is crazy against Julia. And expect a hard-hitting match. Expect the girls to steal the show.
Yes, that is what we love to hear. Absolutely. I think that's what I expect. That's what everyone should expect. You can follow Hayan at the Hayan on Twitter, at underscore the Hayan on Twitter. My apologies. You can follow me at Scotty Wrestling on Twitter if you want to see more interviews, I guess. I've interviewed Takumi Iroha. I've interviewed Mio Momono. I've interviewed Julia, all on Fightful.com. So make sure to go check those out. Hayan, again, thank you so much. And peace out, everyone.